morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I've been seeing lots of reports of some of my, from my horticultural blogs and some of my newsletters about foliage plants. They're popular again. I thought Teresa, Joni, and I would give you some of our favorites. We use foliage plants a little bit different in Florida. Ed Thralls joins us with a garden update, and he's going to talk about the cool season crops. And Joni has a paper wasp report that are helping in my garden. Plus, we're waiting for your phone calls at 407-196-5400, and you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Kelly's at the controls. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting the program from our homes. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Ed, Joni, and me. And this is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm Laurel Lee, Florida's Secretary of State. Our state and nation depend on voters who are well-informed. Learning about candidates and issues is extremely important. But beware of misinformation that may seem true, but comes from false or misleading reports seeking to polarize voters. Don't believe everything you read or hear. If something doesn't seem right, seek trusted sources and verify the facts. Visit FloridaElection2020.gov and see how we're protecting you and your vote.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. Joni and I have always enjoyed our foliage plants, but you know what? We don't always use them in the home. We do have some in the home. Joni has a table in her room with several near a window, but we'll use a lot outdoors. We have a number around our pool area. It just creates the tropics in our yard, which makes it kind of nice. What's your favorite foliage plant? Well, or maybe plants. I have mine, and Teresa will too. Plus, I will tell you what many writers are saying are popular at this time. They may or may not know for Florida. Who knows? Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I am hosting the program for you, and also an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Don't forget, our books are out there, both for Teresa and me. So just look up our names and you'll find it. Thanks for stopping by for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400. You might wait till about the middle of the program because we've got a lot of upfront material coming up. Or you can text us at 23680. You can do that anytime. Feel free right now if you have that question, and it'll come to me. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, by the way. Or, yeah, you can just make a comment. We're always happy to have those thoughts also. During hour number one, Ed Thralls, our University of Florida Extension agent, joins us with a garden update and helps us with the cool season plantings. I know he's ahead of me, and, you know, he can brag a little bit. Joni's discussing the paper wasps. I got stung by several 2 days ago, but I did not mind too much, and I'll tell you why a little bit later on. Hour number two, Teresa discusses garden trends with Katie DeBow of Garden Media Group. What does Katie see in the future? Well, there's some changes coming about, and my question is, how long will they last? A webpage is up for September, but not much longer, just a few more days, so check it out. I have a feature on what makes Florida different. Joni has a beetle story. See our picture of Ox Alice feeding. There's also Tom's got to do his moonsign planting dates. Take a look at the page. It looks great, betterlawns.com. And we get a lot of questions from it, so feel free to write us. The information's all there. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. We'll be answering your calls today. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our homes. So if you want to contact us, here's how to do it. Again, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It'll show up right in front of me. So anyway, those are the ways you can contact us, and we'll get you the information you need. We want to give you the trash can report. Two trash cans full this week, down a little bit. Had some other things I had to do, so two trash cans of weeds and things that will be turned into compost. Want to welcome everybody aboard. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning.
Morning, Kelly.
Good morning, folks.
Yeah,
good
Kelly,
morning,
Kelly's at the controls there, keeping us up and running, and we appreciate it. And, you know, it's been a pretty good week, I think. I'm starting to like this type of weather. How about you?
I love it. It's been a great week. The humidity's been down a little bit. It's been very pleasant. Lots of windy breezes, so I'm good.
Yeah, we've got a few hot days, and then it's supposed to settle back down again. And the rains were a little bit here and there, but not the heavy downpours and everything that we've had in the past. Here's something to realize. Did you realize October starts next week?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm seeing houses decorated for Halloween already. I took some pictures of some great spiders that were taking over houses and lots of pumpkins in the yard.
You know, I see plenty of holiday decorations of all types in the stores. And so everybody's kind of getting in the spirit, I think. We're ready for fall. We're ready for those seasons we can celebrate. The garden centers are dropping some of their inventories until spring. Seeds are getting harder to find, at least for me anyway. One of our listeners, Jim, said he could not get the onion seed he wanted, and he tried to order it and couldn't get it. I couldn't get some of the flower seeds I wanted. And bean seeds was not available at two of my garden centers. So, you know, I think everybody's kind of getting ready for fall, getting ready for the holiday things that are going out. What do you think?
Well, I think so, too. And I think if you need to order from a catalog or online or visit the garden centers, you need to do it this weekend because it's not going to be available.
Yeah, I think you're right. Rain fell depending on where you live. Our North Florida listeners got some rain. Beverly reported in here. I thought she was getting much more rain up in North Florida due to what, Beta that's been up there?
Yeah, Beta.
But she only reported a half inch of rain.
Huh.
So anyway, she said yesterday was blue, blue, blue. So the skies were great, and she could see pollinators and butterflies out there. So I don't know. Jim in Newberry, by the way, reported a 58-degree temperature this week.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful.
I told him, I can't wait to feel my first 59. That's the one I figured. Well, I knew the cool weather is here. We had a 68 at my house this week. That felt pretty good also. So I think fall is here. It arrived, of course, last Tuesday. Teresa, you have a newsletter that's up and out?
I do. Newsletter comes out every month. It's free, and it'll be out next week on the first week of October. And I have landscaping malpractice in it. I have garden design tips and what to do in October for Florida. And so anywhere, no matter where you are in the state, you can read the newsletter. It'll apply to your garden.
Oh, it sounds good. And I saw a nice picture of you this week that popped up on Facebook. You were out in the garden there, just kind of looked like you were enjoying.
I was just changing my profile picture back to what it was. So I change it like every 3 to 6 months, trying to make it new.
There you go. Hey, listen, the foliage plants are very popular these days, and it seems like sales were low there for a while, and it was being recommended, at least in some of my blogs and newsletters, that growers go through and dump their maturing crops and replant. But all of a sudden, now there's a shortage, and they're saying it may go on for a while. Sales were so good. It's hard for me to believe that all the growers dumped their plants that were so mature. It looks like to me I would have had a big sale. I don't know.
Well, I want to find out where they dumped them, because I'm going to go find I'm going to go dumping diving. What do they call that?
dumpster diving.
I
would have had a big sale. Now, I don't know whether they did or not, but this was one of the recommendations that I saw. But right now, foliage plants are a little harder to find. I guess the mature ones are not out there quite as much. So I thought maybe we'd just go ahead with some of our top foliage plants. And Teresa, we'll let you start off, because you sent me a nice list.
I'm telling you, it is so, you know, what I like about foliage plants is that they provide color year round. So here's some of my favorites that are really easy to grow here in Florida. And we're very fortunate that we can grow them indoors and outdoors. So the ones I like indoors are calatheas, and they have very architectural details in the leaves. And I love them. They are tropical, so they'll be able to grow all year round in South Florida, North Florida, and Central Florida. We got to protect them from the winter, and so you want to possibly keep them in containers or in a good microclimate area. Then I have Rex begonias, especially the escargot. And the escargot looks just like a snail. It looks like a pinwheel that's turning around and around. I love those for accents. They're kind of a grayish blue and burgundy leaf. And then I just bought Colocasia Pharaoh's Mask. And this is just such an exciting foliage that it's like three-dimensional. It looks very textured. The ribs on the Colocasia leaf are very extended and ripply. And then the Loquala. I love to grow Loquala.
I like that too. But
here in Central Florida, it's got to be in a container or very protected. North Florida, I'm sorry, it's got to be a container plant. But you can grow it year-round down in South Florida. And then my last one right now is for indoors, the Ficus elastica, which is a rubber plant, but it's called Tanake, and it's the variegated green and white. And the first time I saw it, my mouth dropped open, and I go, oh, I have to have one of those.
Neat. You got a great list there. And Katie, when she comes to us today, will probably talk a little bit about foliage plants. I think it's one of the trends that she's going to talk about, right?
Yes, it is. And, you know, we're going to be enjoying more gardens inside. And so I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say about it.
Yeah. Now, I know Joni has a plant that she likes for the home. And they flower for, and that's the orchid, right, Jenny?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
that Phalaenopsis orchid. We get those, and, you know, a foliage plant doesn't have to last forever inside the home. And we'll get those. We'll get a 6 months sometimes bloom, Jenny?
Sometimes, yes. They stay in bloom quite a while.
Yeah. Teresa, you mentioned the ficus. And one that I've been trying to find, and I haven't seen at the garden centers, here's Ficus benjaminum, the weeping fig.
I haven't seen those either. I mean, they kind of disappeared. They were very popular for a while.
What happened to them? Why would they give up on those?
I don't know. And I think maybe because they grow so fast that if they don't sell them, they get to looking very tall and leggy and people can't take them home. Maybe it's because they get so big.
Yeah, maybe one of our listeners who in the nursery business could give us a call, let us know, why we're not seeing more of the Ficus benjamin. Like you said, they're very popular. I still like it. I like to use them around my pool area. And if you know the answer, 407-916-5400, we'll talk to you. Another one I like is all the aglaonemas, Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
They're some of my favorites. Spathiphyllum is another one. And we have to remember that we use indoor plants in Florida outdoors also. I have a lot of spathiphyllum outdoor. Dwarf Scheffalera, Trinette, bromeliads. Have lots of bromeliads. And again, they're used more outdoors. And I'm dividing my collection right now. And I guess one that Joni has frequently is African violets.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I don't, I think of those as indoor plants all the time, and you don't think of them as being foliage plants, but it's a great choice, and they're easy to grow, Joni.
Yes,
yes.
Flowering with.
And, yes.
At one time, it used to be the number one indoor plant, which was kind of neat. So those are some of them. Later in the program, I'll tell you what some of the bloggers and people who write the newsletters say is number one. But we're going to take a break right now because Ed Thralls is coming up. And Ed is going to be talking about how he's doing in the garden and also cool season planting. So he'll get us all ready for that. So Ed is going to be with us. If you want to text me, the number here is 23680. 23680. You can ask anything you want or make a comment, and we'll be back with you. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How can a loving God allow so much suffering and evil in this world? It's a tough question, difficult to answer. But it's important to remember that God gets blamed for many things that man does wrong. When God created man, he gave us a free will. He didn't program us like computers. Computers have no choice, but humans do. We can choose to obey God or do things our own way. Now, all of us have done things our own way at one time or another, and the results aren't pretty. But God did something pretty spectacular to confront the problem of evil in this world. He sent his Son to earth to save us from the evil within us when he died for us. By dying as he did, we know he identifies with our suffering. What a Savior. There will always be suffering in this world, but God has done something about it by sending us his Son. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Florida is kayaking country. Kayaks are a great vessel for exploring the state's beautiful waterways. But it's important to be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. Get your boater education and learn about you and your craft's abilities. It'll help you have a safer, more enjoyable time on the water. Before you go, know your limits and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. I think it's going to be a great gardening day. The weather's getting a lot better. It's going to be hot today, but, you know, it's going to take a little longer getting up there, and I don't think we're going to get those mid-90 degrees. I wanted to mention number one plant that is indoor foliage plant, cactus. It's a whole group, cactus succulents. And number two is the Sansevieria or snake plant. And Joni wanted to know why it's called a snake plant, right, Joni?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of snakes live in them. No.
Oh, no.
Don't do that to Joni.
I know it. Wakes her up in the morning like this.
Snakes? Yes.
Another name for it, of course, is mother-in-law's tongue. So we won't mention that. Tell you what, Teresa, let's sneak in a caller before we get to Ed.
Sure. We have Todd in Tallahassee. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How can we help you?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. My wife and I planted some Seminole pumpkins from seed back in the first week of July, and the plants look great. They've come to blossom, and then once it starts like it's going to start turning into a fruit, they all just fall off and leave a bare vine. So I'm not sure what we're doing wrong.
Okay, my guess is you aren't getting the pollination in it. It takes two flowers. They have two flowers, a male flower and a female flower. Look for both flowers. The female flowers will have the little pumpkin in back of it. If you don't see any of those, you know, you have all male flowers. And oftentimes the male flowers will come out for a month or more before you see any female flowers. And then you then you need to get pollination. Hey, Todd, thank you very much. We appreciate it. You have a great
thank
day.
You.
Thank you, Todd.
And it's going to be about 89 degrees in Tallahassee today, by the way, so I understand. Tell you what, let's get Ed in. Maybe Ed can help us with the pumpkin question also. Our good friend Ed Thralls, and, of course, Ed Thralls is Extension Agent, a residential horticulturist at the Orange County Extension Center. And, Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom, Teresa, and Janie, Joni.
Good morning,
Ed. You don't
Ed.
Like those snake plants, huh?
Yeah, well, Joni, I don't think likes the name snake plant. You can call them sensitive.
I don't like snake anyway.
Yeah. You can call them Sansevieria.
Okay.
Then you figure out how to spell it.
Uh-oh. No.
Hey, Ed, did I do okay on the pumpkin story, Seminole pumpkin?
You did okay on the pumpkin story, Tom. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what's going on.
Okay. So what would you recommend, Ed, for Todd to do?
It can hand pollinate really easy. If you have both flowers there, you can use the paintbrush trick, which I don't really use. I usually take the male flower off, remove the petals, and tap the male flower to the female flower, and I'm pretty sure I got pollination at that point. And it's really easy to do, especially on pumpkins. The flowers are so large.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Or you can go buy some at Seminole Farm and Nursery up in Castleberry. You want to grow a bunch of them. Hey, how's your garden doing?
Well, our garden's really doing great. We planted Seminole pumpkin late in the summer and
didn't keep
track of it. And now we've got two rows there in our in-ground garden just covered with vines. We've got seven pumpkins on the different vines. And some of them are crawling up our trellis. They're almost 6 feet above the ground hanging on the big metal trellis that we have out there. So we'll have pumpkins here pretty soon. Tomatoes, they've got flowers on them, but no fruit yet. I snuck in a pepper transplant, a pretty large one, and I'm getting some fruit off of that right now. But peppers are showing flowers and fruit. The heavy rains we had a couple weeks ago really beat them up on the new transplants we put out. But they're recovering, and this cool season, or the cooling down effect, it really got them kicked into growing. So they're looking really good. And we've got cool season transplants, seedlings growing in the greenhouse right now. Cabbage, lettuce, broccoli, cauliflower, kohlrabi, and collards. And they're growing well. We expect to be planting them out mid-next month.
Yep.
Excellent.
Now, I know you cheated here a little bit on this one plant, but what is the first warm season crops that you're going to be harvesting?
Well, like I said, I cheated on the peppers, so I've already gotten some jalapenos out of the ground. But beans are going to be the first warm season crops that we're going to get out. Squash is already setting fruit, so it'll be coming out shortly. And I guess we'll have some green tomatoes here, really, not too far into the future, maybe another month.
Yeah. Well, Teresa's a tomato grower, so we better check in. How's your tomatoes, Teresa?
Well, I'm really pleased that he says he just has flowers right now, because that's all we have, too, is just the flowers for our peppers and our tomatoes, and they're looking great. The leaves, the foliage is growing gangbusters. Our tomato plants are over 3 foot tall.
Wow.
Yeah, our tomato plants, I've got three of them in containers right now, and they're about 3 to 3.5 feet tall.
Yeah, well, mine are too. So we're all even up, gang. We'll see who gets the first tomato. Now, many of us use transplants in the garden, Ed. And what care, like yours, what care should they need once we get them in the garden?
Well, you want to make sure you maintain irrigation. Keep the soil moist. Don't let the soil dry out between irrigation events. Fertilize. It's really important to do that. I'll start using BT already, the Bacillus thuringiensis, on the plants that have caterpillar problems, especially cucumbers. I've already started applying that because it seems like the insects get there early. Watch for insect damage and take corrective action once you see the insects. And most of the insects you can hand pick, and if you see diseases starting to show up on the plants right now, you might want to get rid of a couple of the plants that are severely diseased, and so they don't spread in the garden.
So, Ed, when we irrigate, we're getting so much rain, but what would be a good time of the day to irrigate so it doesn't cause more diseases?
Oh, you always irrigate early in the morning. Try to have your irrigation done before 9 o'clock if you can, and give a chance for it to dry out the rest of the day. And remember, some of the rain that's falling, if the plants are starting to get larger, that rain's not getting to the root ball. And if you've planted it recently and you need to get water to the root ball, you still need to hand water on some of the plants. Just watch them and give them a supplemental irrigation if necessary.
There you go.
How about fertilizing?
It's really important to give them food, just like you and I like for meals on a regular schedule. They like fertilizer, which they use to make their own food. The plant food you buy at the store is just a marketing term. Plants really make their own food. And they like to be fertilized about once every 3 weeks, I think, is a good schedule during the growing season. Just don't overdo the fertilizer. Follow the label instructions, and this will make sure that you're going to get fruiting and not just green growth.
Yeah. Well, how about manures? You know, a lot of people like to use manures and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Manures will do well, but you got to be careful. Manure should be from animals that feed on plants exclusively. And it should be composted at least 6 months before you put it in the ground. And compost itself is not a good substitute for fertilizer. You need a balanced fertilizer, something like a 6-6-6 or a 10-10-10. And manures can give that fertilizer if you want. Just make sure that you give it the right amount.
How about manure teas, Ed?
I don't go for manure teas. I don't like putting my hands anywhere near something like a manure. And watering it down really doesn't help with the fertilizing component for it. You need to get that manure in the ground and let the soil organisms break it down so it can be used as nutrients for the plants.
Yeah, I don't like the taste either. Now, when you use manure, you have to use more than you would just a regular fertilizer, right?
Yeah, regular fertilizer, the synthetic fertilizers like the 666, 2 to 3 pounds per 100 square feet. In the case of manures, you'll probably want somewhere up to 25 pounds per 100 square feet. So it's going to take quite a bit more because they're really low in nutrient value, but they work well.
Yeah, and I have to disagree with you on handling manure, because when I was a kid, I used to bring home the big chips and put them on my grandmother's roses. So,
well, that's different than putting it in water and getting it all gooey. And
I believe that's what made me grow up. I don't know.
Fertilizer works, Tom.
Yeah, there you go.
No, it happens. It happens. Fertilizer happens.
Hey, I will have to tell you this. When we were on the farm, they used to tell us, put some in your shoes, it'll make you grow. I don't know.
It'll make you taller.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, what are some of the easy cool season crops to grow?
Radishes, I think, are probably the easiest. If you get them in the ground, you got plenty of sunlight, they'll be ready in about 30 days. My opinion, cabbage, collards, and mustards are probably the easiest to actually grow for the cool season crops.
Yeah, do you have a favorite?
Put me on the spot there. I like beets and onions. Onions we do grow here in Central Florida in the wintertime. We don't grow them during the summertime if we wanted to get the big bulbs. They take a little more effort, but I really think the rewards are worth it.
Yeah, I like beets also, and it's just a lot of people don't raise beets. A lot of people don't like them either.
They have a lot of trouble with beets. If you don't have enough sunlight with beets, you're not going to get the bulbs. And if you don't plant them far enough so all the plants can get sunshine, it's going to be difficult to get the bulbs also.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Tom, I have never eaten a beet.
Really?
You are
really? I have
something.
Never. I just can't bring myself to eat something red like that. It just, I
really?
Don't. I've never eaten one. No.
Well, they make
would I like it. Would I like it?
Yeah. Will you like it?
Yeah. Would I like it?
I think you would. And the foliage tastes like spinach.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a double crop. You can harvest foliage during the growing season. You can have beet greens. They actually, Swiss chard is the same plant, except it was bred to grow greens instead of growing a bulbous underground bulb. And so if you like Swiss chard, you're eating beets.
Okay, well, I think I'll make that one of my New Year's resolutions.
There you go.
For 2025.
How about some class?
Classes. We got a few coming up. I'm going to teach a couple on cool season vegetable gardening. I think people should enjoy that. We're going to talk about palms for Central Florida. Wintertime, especially January, is a good time to put new trees in the landscape if you want to. And we're going to talk about tropical fruit for the home garden. Some people are using tropical fruit in place of citrus with all the citrus greening ongoing right now. And we have a Florida Friendly Landscape class about fertilizing responsibly. And all those classes are virtual, and most of them are free. So check us out at gardenflorida.eventbrite.com, and hope to see you in class.
Okay, Ed. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it. Good job. Good update. Don't be scared to handle the manure. It's okay.
Okay. I'll put my gloves on. Thanks, Tom. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it very much. We're going to take a break. And while we're doing that, I'll remind you, if you're interested in registering for that class, any of those classes, Cool Season Vegetable Gardening, Palms for Central Florida, Tropical Fruit in the Home Garden, it's at gardenflorida.eventbrite, BRITE.com. So you can get up there. And don't forget, your county has classes and information also. Give it a call. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
And good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Haven't had a text message this morning. What's wrong with us here? Give us a text us at 23680 if you have a question you'd like to have us answer. That's 23680. And, of course, you can call us just like Todd did at 407-916-5400. So we'll have plenty of time to get everything, get you up on the air. And Kelly will be answering the phone, by the way. Tell you what, Joni, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here comes Joni.
Here I come. Okay, I've been having a little problem in the landscape. And the problem is with paper wasps. They had built a nest that was about 6 to 8 inches in diameter. I did not have the courage to go up and actually measure it. It seems like there were way too many of those guys surrounding it to do that, and they seemed to come to full attention when they saw me coming. First, I found out that they were very beneficial, and there are 22 coming, species of them in North America, and 300 species worldwide. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, all coming at you at the same time.
Yeah, and yes, all of them are able to be to give you a nice, guess what?
Yeah, sting.
Sting, yeah.
Yeah, I got some this week. A couple of them hit me, but I didn't mind. I'll tell everybody why in just a little bit.
Well, if they feel threatened just because or disturbed, paper wasps are good wasps as they seek out caterpillars that can be eating our plants or flowers. They found they sting and paralyze them and take them back to their nest and place them in individual cells as food, nice, as their proper larvae. The size of the paper wasp is about 1.5 to 1 inches long, like a black and yellow patterned body. Another name of the paper wasp is umbrella wasp. That's nice.
Yeah,
I like that one.
And they make a nest that looks like an umbrella in shape. And that is just what I saw in the landscape, a little umbrella with many paper wasps. They didn't seem to worry me at all. They just paid attention to what they were doing at that time. And make their nest, they gathered fibers from dead wood, fallen leaves, or plant stems, which they mix with their salvia. The
The result is a water-resistant material that is either gray or light brownish substance, which they use to build strong nests in which to lay eggs, right?
Yep.
It is the wild, in the wild, some of the nests can be quite large. The population of the nest is usually about 250 hornets.
Wow.
Wow, that's right.
Oh, I've seen that many, yeah.
When the young hatch out, they are fed with caterpillars and other small insects that may have been feeding on your plants. That's not nice either. So if you find one of their nests and it is not in your area where you will be frequenting, just observe it, but don't remove it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I've seen some quite large ones out there. Teresa, you see them when you're out in the landscape?
I do, and I see them especially around the houses and on trees and in even on fences and garbage cans. I've seen them.
Oh yeah,
oh, really?
Now,
for food, I guess.
Well, and here's why I like them, because this week I saw them feeding amongst my corn plants,
uh-oh,
and the corn plants had caterpillars on them.
Ooh.
So the wasps were actually removing the caterpillars. And that's my natural control. I didn't have to apply any insecticide, even natural insecticide like I often do. So they were getting they were giving me control. Now, I was watering some of my plants, and I got stung by some of them. They were in the plants. And
wow.
Did it
hurt? Did you have to, is it like a regular hornet or a yellow jacket sting?
Well, you know, it's not something that you like to have. Let's put it that
right.
way.
Right. Okay. You're so good.
It didn't feel good. They don't bother me that much. I mean, it's a little sting, about like a hornet, but less painful. And they're reluctant stingers. I have seen my uncle, when we were on the farm, put his hand right up to the nest, and they didn't bother him.
Oh, my goodness. He was brave.
They're reluctant stingers. It's only when they feel threatened that they seem to sting you. But I don't want to tell anybody to go out there and put their hand in the nest or anything like that.
No.
Especially if you're sensitive to them. But see, I'm not sensitive. And so, I get stung.
I told you to be sensitive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I'm not sensitive to those insects or bees either. I used to keep bees. But anyway, enough said with that. I think it's break time. I tell you what, let's take a break. I've got two text messages waiting here. I'm waiting for yours also, 23680, or you can give us a call. The number here is 407-916-5400, 916-5400, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. So give us a call. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How can a loving God allow so much suffering and evil in this world? It's a tough question, difficult to answer. But it's important to remember that God gets blamed for many things that man does wrong. When God created man, he gave us a free will. He didn't program us like computers. Computers have no choice, but humans do. We can choose to obey God or do things our own way. Now, all of us have done things our own way at one time or another, and the results aren't pretty. But God did something pretty spectacular to confront the problem of evil in this world. He sent his Son to earth to save us from the evil within us when he died for us. By dying as he did, we know he identifies with our suffering. What a Savior. There will always be suffering in this world, but God has done something about it by sending us his Son. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Joining us today on Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to know you're with us, and if you want to give us a call, number here is 407-916-5400. Joni says I say it too fast, so 407-916-5400, and we'd love to have your call. Or you can text us, 23680. That seems to be the popular way of doing things today, and I do have a bunch of text messages, and if we're free of phone calls, we'll go with a text message. What do you say, Teresa?
I think that's good. We have no calls right now.
Okay, sounds fine. Okay, here's one here. I call this a circle of life, okay? It's just a comment, and we love comments also. And it's talking about the paper wasp, and it says they also attack desirable caterpillars for those in butterfly gardening, and they say that's bad. But I call that the circle of life, and that's, you know, all these insects and animals have to live just like we do. I don't know. What do you think, Teresa?
I think so. Yesterday I saw one of my clients who had a butterfly weed, and she had communion veils over it because the caterpillars were eating it so much, she was afraid that the plant was going to die. So, yeah, we can get sometimes too many caterpillars, so it is the circle of life.
No doubt about it. Okay, here's a question for me, and we got a lot of questions all of a sudden. Wow. And it says, what temperatures do we need before sowing winter ryegrass? What we want to wait for is cool temperatures when it starts dropping down into the 50s at night and no higher than about 80, no higher than mid-80s, certainly during the day. What happens is when we get too high of temperatures, the ryegrass starts to pick up diseases. One of them is called pythium, just rots it out. So somewhere around, I wouldn't even think of sowing ryegrass until about November, so we won't have any problems.
Yeah, I always say after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think you're right. Going in December is even better. Trying to give people a little break here. Okay, here's one for you, Teresa, for you and me. How do you stake or trellis tomatoes? What would you do?
Well, I always use the tomato cages. I like using those, and they're really easy, and then they store well, you know, during the summertime. So I like tomato cages.
Yeah, and the problem is that sometimes they have to be big cages, and I cage mine up also, and I use a concrete reinforcement wire. And sometimes I'll double it, two strands on top of each other, because some of my tomato plants will get 8 feet tall.
So, you have industrial tomatoes.
I have big growing tomato plants. I put too much manure on, which I bring home in my hands. Anyway, okay, here's one here. Good one for you, Teresa. When is the best time to lay sod in Orlando? I mean, you lay sod. Your company lays sod.
We lay it all year round. So it just depends on, you know, what you're doing and, you know, how much the area. But, you know, we can basically lay it. Now, if it's bahia or, you know, any kind of turf that's going to turn brown in the wintertime, then you might just want to hold off till the spring. But depending on the temperatures, you can lay it down anytime.
Yeah, I think if I had to pick the very best time, just because we regulate the water, it would be during the fall and during the spring. And you know, you could do it during the wintertime. Of course, you all often have a problem with maybe frost or freezes. But like you said, we lay sod year-round.
When you're moving into a new home, when you're building a new home, though, you have to put the sod down. So, you know, but it comes back. It comes back very nicely.
Yeah, the only trouble we have during the summertime is if it's in the shade. And if it gets overwatered, it'll rot out real quickly here.
Yep.
Okay, here's one for both of us here. When do I cut back my poinsettia for the last time? When do I keep it in the dark so it will be ready for Christmas? And this is they're enjoying our show from Tallahassee. I will, you know, I think it's too late now to cut back your poinsettia. I think the time's over if you
yeah,
want to
do not cut it back.
Yeah, but how about keeping it in the dark? What do they do?
I would start now. So you need, you know, a few good weeks, so, you know, about 10 weeks to 12 weeks for it to start to change.
Yeah, so normally the second week in October is when they start the initiation process, so get ready to do it now. And keep doing it until you start seeing the colorful bracts come up. When you see the colorful bracts come up, then you don't have to do it anymore. But those are all some of the things we need to do. I have another one here. We'll save it for hour number two, just because we're going to be running out of time very quickly here. But anyway, I had a little thing come through about milkweed pests for people who want to grow the monarch caterpillars, and they were talking about the aphids. And I didn't realize that aphid is called the oleander aphid. Did you realize that?
No, I thought that... milkweed bugs.
Yeah, well, that's a different bug on there. But they're suggesting what to do if you have the oleander aphid, and they're talking about you can go ahead and just take some tape and catch them on sticky tape, or you can just smash them with your fingers and wipe them off on paper towels.
Oh, my goodness.
This is from University of Georgia.
Wow.
Something that you can do.
I like the tape idea. You just want to make sure you're getting the right insect. You know,
I agree. Coming up next hour, we have our guest, and that's Katie DeBow, and she'll be talking about garden trends. I'm interested to hear about that. And also, of course, we'll be waiting for your calls and text messages. Feel free to text us, 23680, or you can call us. Probably wait until about 720 to give us a call. 820, I'm sorry, 407-916-5400. And we'll be coming back with you. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.